Sean, I remember seeing your game against Chatham and thinking, yep, a decent side, Hastings United. At that stage, how far did you think you'd go?
Didn't have any expectations. It was, after not winning the FA Cup for 5-6 years, it was just nice to get that first win under our belt, and that was a challenge at the start of the year, was to get one win. So we've over-exceeded our expectations. But you can never set out to say how far you want to get in the FA Cup, because you have to have that little bit of luck, you have to have a good draw, and above all else, on a certain day, you have to make sure you perform.
Yeah, because it wasn't just luck at Bishop Stortford, your team were terrific up there.
I thought we was. Other than the first 20 minutes, where I thought probably a little bit overawed at certain things, certain players, after that I thought we settled down and I thought we were a better football inside, which, you know, and that's the way we want to play. But second half I thought we were a better side and we created the better chances.
I also remember asking you before Bishop Stortford, are you thinking 90 minutes away from a replay, get them back at home? The same question this time.
To be fair, that's the minimum we expect is the draw. Bishop Stortford was the same, minimum we expected was a draw. And it'll be the same at Harrogate, and I can't imagine them fancying coming down here on a Tuesday night all that way. But if we can go up there and nick a draw, I'd be more than happy with that. But ultimately, it'd be nice to get it done on the day.
That said, you're a naturally quite attacking side. You've got a youngish side. You like going forward.
Yeah, we do, and it's one of the things we encourage about the players. You know, we want them to play football. We like to keep the ball on the floor and move it quickly. And we've got a lot of pace inside. We don't want to rein it in on the players at all. We want them to go and play their natural games and with some freedom. If we do that, we feel we'll get the best out of the players.
And for the fans, it's sheer enjoyment, we hope.
Sheer enjoyment before, during and after, hopefully. First time in our history, so we've got to all go and enjoy it. There's going to be no pressure on the players to go and win the game as such. They'll put that on themselves anyway. Like I've said, we've overachieved anyway. If we can just go that one step further, then this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It all sounds very sane, Sean. Final question, though. The little bit of insanity needs to come in. What if you win? Who do you want next?
It's got to be Man United away. I've said it to everyone. I don't support Man United, by the way, but it's the biggest football stadium in the Premier League. So, well, in England, isn't it? So apart from Wembley, so 70,000 people, Old Trafford, nice payday, and a nice bonus from the chairman.
All the best, Sean. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.